Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Nikiva. How may I help you?
Yes. Is this Fable? I don't know what the name
May I
was.
get your zip code?
Zip code 77053.
And your first and last name?
Maribel Hernandez.
And can you verify your shipping address?
4803 Gatewood Avenue, Houston, Texas, 77053.
Thank you. One second. Yes, ma'am. I see where you got the KitchenAid today for $7.95.
For what?
For $7.95.
Okay, so I paid $7.95 for a KitchenAid, is what you're saying. Okay, and when will I get the KitchenAid?
It looks like you ordered it today.
I'm sorry?
It looks like you ordered it today.
I didn't understand you.
It looked like you purchased it today.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure exactly when you'll have the ship date yet.
Okay, but I mean, I will get it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Let me see. No, ma'am. Terms and conditions say congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $795 the day you place your order for guaranteed placement in the contest to win.
So what does that mean that it was?
You pay for you enter the giveaway. That's what it means.
So do I get the KitchenAid or?
You'll know in 4 minutes, and then I'll email you. It has 4 minutes left, to see if you want or not.
So, see, that's what I don't understand. The thing's at $2.95, and then it charged me $7.95. And then at the end of that, it said that I just paid for an entry. And I'm like, wait a
Yeah, you
minute, I thought
did.
I should. Okay, so. How come I didn't say that on the thing when I first signed, looked at it before I even signed up? I should have said that, but it didn't say anything like that on there.
I'm not sure, but it did say in the terms and conditions that I read to you on the website.
See, that's what's so confusing. That's why I called last night after, because I was like, well, let me look again. And I went back and I looked again, and I'm like, there's nothing on there that says that this is for an entry. They said this is for one
Didn't
of
you just
those
tell me
big
that you read
audio.
that?
Huh?
You just told me you read that. And you brought it
No,
today.
it said that it was $2.95 for the KitchenAid thing, which I really don't even know what that is. But then
$7.95.
it charged, no, it said $2.95. And then it charged me $7.95. And that's all I'm like, well. And then after that, after it charged me, it said that it was for an entry. And I'm like, I thought I paid for the KitchenAid. And it said it was for an entry. I'm like, entry for what? So I started looking at it, and I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. So I was like, kind of confused a little bit of. That's why I called you guys last night, but nobody picked up. It was probably too late when I called last night. So,
We're 24/7.
oh, okay. Well, the thing just kept going back and forth that, they're busy. If you called with work closed or something like that, I don't know what it kept saying. But after like 30 minutes, I just went ahead and hung up because I'm like, I guess nobody's gonna pick up the phone. Okay, so basically, I paid for an entry instead of the KitchenAid.
Yes, you pay to win the KitchenAid.
But I didn't win the KitchenAid.
Right, you pay for a chance to win the KitchenAid. Let me rephrase what I how I say it. You pay for a chance to win.
Okay, see that right there is what I did not find on the website. It said $2.95, but it charged me $7.95, and then it was for an entry, which I'm assuming the entry was for a chance to win. So your website says that I would be buying the thing for $2.95, but it wasn't even that. It was $7.95. And it's for an entry, not the actual product, right?
Right.
Okay, and that's what I couldn't find on your website where I had put my information in. And that's why I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that.
Yes, I missed on there. It's in the terms and conditions when you click it.
Okay, well, I would like to withdraw my entry and get my refund back because that was just very misleading. It went from $2.95 to $7.95, and I'm like, what?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so just go ahead and refund me my $7.95.
I can cancel right now. You have to call back to get a refund because it says it hasn't settled yet.
Okay, go ahead and cancel it now.
Okay, are you ready for your confirmation number?
Okay, yes, please.
262.
Uh huh.
960. 355.
Okay. And what's the name of your company again?
It was the factory direct savings store that you did the factory Kitchen 84.
Okay. Okay,
and just
and
call
so
back.
I'm sorry?
And you'll have to call back to get your refund, like I stated earlier, because it wasn't settled yet. When I
Okay,
tried
but
to
you
do
put
it.
a cancellation notice in, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay, awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.